By AD 1118, Christians controlled the Holy Land. The First Crusade had been a resounding success. Though the Muslims were defeated, they'd not been vanquished. They remained on the fringe of the newly established Christian kingdoms, wreaking havoc on those venturing to the Holy Land. Safe pilgrimage to holy sites was one of the reasons for the Crusades, and the roads were not secure. So when a knight from Champagne, Hugh de Payens, founded a movement consisting of himself and eight others, a monastic order of fighting brothers dedicating to providing safe passage to pilgrims, it was met with widespread approval. Baldwin II, who ruled Jerusalem, granted the new order shelter under the Al-Aqsa Mosque, a place Christians believed to be the former Temple of Solomon. The new order took its name from its headquarters, the Poor Fellow Soldiers of Christ and the Temple of Solomon at Jerusalem. The Brotherhood initially stayed small. Each knight pledged vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. All of their worldly goods became the order's. By 1128, the fellowship had expanded. European princes and prelates donated land, money, and materials. The Pope ultimately sanctioned the order, and soon the Knights Templar became the only standing army in the Holy Land. A strict rule of 686 laws governed them. The master was absolute ruler. Next were the seneschals, who acted as deputies and advisors. Marshals commanded troops during battles. By papal decree in 1148, each knight wore the Red Cross pattee of four equal arms, wide at the ends, atop a white mantle. They were the first disciplined standing army since Roman times. The knights participated in each of the subsequent crusades. Over the course of 200 years, 20,000 Templars gained their martyrdom by dying in battle. In 1139, a papal bull placed the order under the exclusive control of the Pope, which allowed it to operate freely throughout Christendom, unaffected by monarchs. It was an unprecedented action, and the order subsequently amassed a huge reserve of wealth. By the beginning of the 14th century, the Templars rivaled the Genovese, the Lombards, and the Jews as controllers of currency. The kings of France and England kept their treasury in the order's vaults. Even the Muslims banked with them. Slowly, the organization evolved into a complex financial and military institution. Eventually, Templar property, some 9,000 estates, was wholly exempt from taxation. Christian Jerusalem fell in 1187. And in the chaos that followed, the Templars confined their activities to Acre, a fortified stronghold close to the Mediterranean shore. For the next 100 years, they languished in the Holy Land, but flourished in Europe. When Acre fell in 1291, the order lost both its last base in the Holy Land and its purpose for existence. Its rigid adherence to secrecy eventually encouraged slander. Philip IV of France, in 1307, eyeing the vast Templar assets, arrested many of the brothers. Other monarchs followed. 7 years of trials followed. Clement V formally dissolved the order in 1312. The final blow came on March 18, 1314, when the last master, Jacques de Molay, was burned at the stake.